Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for downloading this Consumer Podcast. I am Michael Finney, and wow, let's just jump into things. What a wild week. The stock market has lost about 20% of its value. Some stocks have gone down by half. A few have risen, not many. It's pretty wild times out there, and I want you to think about the advice you're hearing in the media. I'm hearing a lot of really poor advice. Some of the advice is coming from those who seem to have no concept of history whatsoever. They may look at a chart, and they may quote a chart, but they really don't get it, and you can tell. One of the ways is that they'll talk to you about there's ever been a time in history where you can go back and between 5, 6, or 7 years where there's actually been a loss in the stock market. Okay, technically true. Technically true, except for they start after the Great Depression. So they've already picked a unique starting point. Now, I don't think there's going to be a depression, so don't get me wrong. But, you know, they're leaving off all the time before the 30s. So that's unique. Second of all, I want you to go look at a stock market graph from 1965 to 1975 and tell me how much money was made over that decade. Not very much. The charts go all over the place, but there's almost no movement. So the point here is not that you should stay in the market or get out of the market, but that don't just simply listen to buy and hold. Clearly, not everyone is doing that. And that includes the rich guys, because what they're saying, I want you to listen to what you're hearing so often in the media, because what you're hearing is, oh, those silly small investors are running scared and getting out of the market. And then when the market runs back up, they say those wise institutional investors are buying great bargains. Whoa, wait a second. Where did those institutional investors come up with all that extra money? They're not buying and holding as some large group. Now, if you look at your portfolio, what you have and say, I believe in this and I bought it, I want to hold it, that's great. And I want you to talk to your financial advisors and talk to your spouse and friends and do your own research and then make a decision. But this blanket buy and hold advice is simply not true. And let me give you a good example. You're always told Warren Buffett, buy and hold. Yeah, but you know what? He doesn't buy like a silly guy. He's got $30 billion cash right now on the sidelines looking for good deals. Well, you would think there's some good deals out there now. Ah, Warren thinks there may be better deals. So keep that in mind. Buy and hold is a strategy. It is not the only strategy. Let's talk about when you buy meat, chicken, hot dogs, mainly chicken, but all of them here. You ever see that goop at the bottom of the package? Watery, kind of goopy. Well, we've never paid for that here in the state of California. It's not really edible, so it's considered not food. Therefore, you don't have to pay for it. So the weight of that is taken out, and you pay for the other. But not anymore. From now on, you're going to be paying for that goop, and that goop can weigh a lot. As a matter of fact, Californians are expected to pay about $250 million a year extra for meat that they can't eat because they get a charge full price for that goop. And why do they get to do this? Because our state asked for it. That's right. We have a state law that says you cannot be charged for that. And our Secretary of Agriculture wrote the federal government and said, hey, you should make consumers here pay. I'm not kidding you. That's what happened. Our California Secretary of Agriculture wrote the federal government and said, look, we're different from the rest of the country. You should make our consumers pay. I don't think he worded it exactly like that, but that's what ended up happening. Congresswoman Jackie Speier is outraged. She's seen our report, my investigation, and she has now contacted the federal government, the people that oversee this. She's contacted Governor Schwarzenegger, and we'll let you know what happens. But right now, you're paying more, a lot more, for meat, and it's really not meat. As long as we're talking about food, let's talk about a la carte, but not a la carte food. Boy, that's a bad segue, isn't it? But airlines are going to be charging a la carte. It's expected to happen after the beginning of the year. They've all been talking about it. They've been moving into it a little bit. Like, if you want lunch, you got to pay for it. If you want a pillow, you know, we've talked about this. You got to pay for it. Extra leg room, some of the airlines, you got to pay extra. Well, they're now looking at everything is going to be an extra. So there'll be a base price for getting somewhere and then all these extras. So do you want a reserve seat? That'll cost you extra. Do you want to sit on an aisle? Extra. A window seat? Extra. You want extra leg room? Extra. You want to get on the airline first? You'll pay extra. The bags are already paying. And then carry-ons, that'll cost you extra. Two carry-ons, extra. The problem with this, look, on one hand, I can see it. Hey, if I don't mind sitting in an aisle seat and I can save some bucks by doing that, why should I be paying a set fee? So all of that I agree with. The problem is that it's going to make it all but impossible to compare prices. You're going to see a price from you know, here to, I don't know, pick a place, Salt Lake City. $69. And by the time you actually add in all the fees, it's going to be $189. Now, how do you compare that price to the other airlines? It is going to be difficult. And so after the first of the year, this is expected to kick in. And when it does, I want you to take some real time when you're booking flights to make sure you're actually comparing apples and apples. It's not going to be easy. I got to tell you, though, if you're willing to work it, this may save you some money. FBI and the Nigerian scam. Big letter being sent out on the internet saying the FBI has looked at this. It's all legit. It makes me laugh. This Nigerian scam has been out since before there was email. Honestly, I did my first report on this longer ago than I care to remember. And so now the scheme is they sent out a letter from the FBI saying, hey, you're owed all this money. We've checked into it. It's actually true. This isn't like that bad Nigerian scam. This is legit. Don't believe it. You can tell, first of all, the person who wrote it, their English is not spectacular because they call it the FBI and stuff like that. Look, no one's ever going to give you free money. And it doesn't matter if the FBI endorses it, because you know what? The FBI doesn't endorse schemes. So stay away from it. They don't do investigations before you ask them to. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. My reports here every weeknight on the 5 and 6 o'clock editions of ABC 7 News. And I'm also seen on View from the Bay every Monday and Friday. So tune in and check it out. I'm Michael Finney. Goodbye, everybody.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.